Tunisia, the home and heart of the Arab Spring, holds elections this weekend. It'll be the first presidential election since the country's revolution in 2010. The frontrunner in the polls isn't especially post-revolutionary. In fact, he's old guard in just about every way. Marine Olivezi explains from Tunis.
The perfect mashup for an election rally in downtown Tunis. A made-in-Tunisia rap song about democracy, an old Arabic standard, and Tracy Chapman's talking about revolution.
This happening after the revolution, young people becoming hysterical. It's like Michael Jackson who's on stage.
The Michael Jackson-like figure of Tunisian politics is Beji Kaid El Sibsi. He's 87, turning 88 next week. And he doesn't shy away from talking about it. In fact, he's even playing the age card.
He said, only God will decide who die first. I can be 88, and a guy who's younger than me can die before me. Only God knows that.
I'm too old to turn into a dictator now, he jokes. No one becomes a monster at my age. Not a monster, but a dinosaur of Tunisian politics. Sepsi was Tunisia's interior minister in the 1960s, foreign minister in the 80s. He now leads the secular coalition that took parliament last month from Ennahda, the moderate Islamist party that had swept elections in 2011. Back in the sports arena, I listened to his fiery speech with Radwan Abdallah, a young Tunisian journalist. Radwan says everything about Sepsi is reminiscent of Habib Bourguiba, the man credited with throwing off French rule and creating an independent Tunisia until he was ousted by his own prime minister in 1987.
So that's the style of the speeches of Bourguiba, which is mixing between joking plus Tunisian dialect, plus verses of Quran. It's the style of Bourguiba. It's kind of talking to the unconsciousness of people because Bourguiba is the first politician of the country, so he's the reference.
Monica Marx is a Tunisia analyst from Oxford University.
This was an anti-colonialist. This was a man who'd been active against the French. But this was a person who also took us forward. He didn't completely disavow European culture. And so young people have grown up ingesting this personality cult.
Not all of them digested it, though. Aziz Amami, 31, is a prominent activist and one of the leading figures of the revolution. He says the current candidate is no different from the two men who've ruled Tunisia since independence. Sepsi represents the 20th century, Amami says. He's a throwback to old regime-style politics, where a handful of elite Tunisians run roughshod over the country. Young voters who supported Sepsi, he says, aren't just scared of the Islamist party. They're the children of Tunisia's upper middle class and bourgeoisie. And while they might find some comfort in Sepsi's grandfatherly figure, he says they're mostly trying to cling to their privilege.
We've never all lived in the same country. I grew up in working-class neighborhoods and in the countryside. They used to have a police state that protected them, but the revolution started in the poor areas in the interior of the country, and new sets of values came into play. It's normal that they're nostalgic for a time when they were entitled to power and wealth.
But there are young people supporting Sepsi who are very much looking forward. Sabrine Gobantini was a militant in a student union. She says she enjoyed being a firebrand, but figured it was time to step up and change things from inside the system.
When I was going and talking to voters, they thought that I was a volunteer. So they said to me, we won't vote for a party, which the chairman is 87 years old. But I said to them, well, I'm a candidate and I'm 26. So they said to me, oh, okay, you are young and they are encouraging you in the party. I said to them, yeah, our chairman is encouraging me and he supported me, so.
Gubontini will take office at the parliament in a few weeks. She hopes Sepsi will be president by then. In the meantime, she took a leave from her accounting job. My career can wait, she says. My country can't. For The World, I'm Marine Olivezi in Tunis.